Palliser District is set to pilot a program aimed at improving literacy and numeracy in government-aided primary schools. 40 out of 76 schools have been selected for the initiative, which targets the learning gaps that have been identified as a major barrier to pupils' progress. Patrick Mujanyi, Regional Coordinator for Building Tomorrow, met with the head teachers of the selected schools after signing a memorandum of understanding with the district leadership.
Thank you. My name is Mujanyi Patrick. Today in Palliser, we are meeting the 48 teachers that we are going to work with under the Building Tomorrow program. Building Tomorrow is a new NGO in Palliser here that is here to promote literacy and numeracy to all children. We do this through community-powered learning, where we engage all the stakeholders that are in the education ecosystem in the district. So we came here before, met the higher stakeholders, including district officials. Today we've come to meet the head teachers, and we intend to meet the teachers next week so that we can roll on the program.
Mujanyi explained that the program was introduced in Palliser because teachers have struggled to handle pupils with varying learning abilities, particularly in primary 3 to primary 5, who missed key literacy and numeracy foundations.
Our interest is P3 to P5, especially those children who have missed on the foundation learning studies. We intend to grab them while they are still at P5, so they know how to read and write and do numeracy, so that they can be able to prosper in the other subjects. We came up with this initiative because we realized there was a gap on the acquisition of knowledge. We realized that it is hard for teachers to teach all learners at the same level. So this project captures those learners who are unable to grasp at the same level with the rest in class, so that they can also be able to understand what is being taught at the same pace, just like everyone else.
Godfrey Okalang, one of the program facilitators, said the team is in Palliser to implement the initiative by training teachers who will then train their colleagues. He added that the program is inclusive and designed to accommodate all learners, regardless of their learning challenges. John Opedun, the district inspector of schools, said the program aims to boost literacy and numeracy levels, especially in the rural areas, following an assessment that revealed significant gaps, appealing to teachers and parents to support the initiative.
My name is John Opedun, district inspector of schools, Palliser. We are here on the inception meeting with the head teachers when we have a partner that has come to support our educational activities in primary, especially middle primary, P3 to P5, to boost the reading and the writing programs, including numeracy. So these people have come and they are making a memorandum of understanding with the district after an assessment in education area where reading and writing is still a problem among our rural children. So this organization is called Building Tomorrow. Already they have had an engagement with the district, and now today we are meeting the head teachers to sensitize them, and finally the teachers will be trained and even parents will be sensitized on the program. My appeal to the parents and communities, teachers and head teachers, is to support the arrangement because it is going to boost our academic performance as the literacy and numeracy levels will be raised.
Some head teachers welcomed the program. Alex Akol, the head teacher at Kadesok Primary School, said the invitation was timely as pupils have been struggling with learning gaps, urging parents to take children to school and support the teachers. Charles Isaac Orukan, head teacher, Omuroka Primary School, explained that the 40 selected schools are part of the literacy and numeracy pilot, assuring that schools not yet included will benefit as the program